Hello. You might have run into an issue lately where you can't install ISO images on the Mac. If you're one of these, I can help you. We're going to take apart an ISO, in this case it's actually 40's very own drums, and we're going to make it workable within Native Access. So, let me navigate to where it is stored.
Andres Mac, complete volume, eject list view, temp folder, list view, 40's underscore very underscore own underscore underscore drums ISO ISO disk.
So I downloaded this from my account on Native Instruments website from the account download section, and I've been keeping it around for a couple of days. So the first thing I do is I have to mount the ISO by doing command down arrow, or however you normally do that. Okay, now it won't come up or do anything or say anything, but I know it's there in the computer section, so let's go find it.
List view table, 5 TB volume, 40's very own, drums volume, eject.
There it is.
List view table.
So when we look at this, we have a couple of things.
40's very own, drums 1.1.0 setup PCX Windows 7. 40's very own, drums installer Mac PKG installer flat.
Okay, just two things show up. We need to show hidden items. So I need to do Command Shift period. And then if I look.
40's very own, drums library path 1 PKG installer flat. 40's very own, drums library path 2 PKG installer flat package.
Okay, so we need these two items. If there are more items in your ISO, then make sure that you copy all of these parts out to a temporary folder, which I'm going to do now. This one is a very small one, and I'm using it as a demo because it's small. And basically, the steps that I do here, you need to rinse and repeat again and again and again until you get the thing fully extracted. Don't forget to press Command Shift period again once you're done. Otherwise, you will be showing hidden files forever, and that can get really, really annoying. So I'm going to select these two.
Added to selection, two rows selected.
Okay.
List view tape.
We're going back to my temp folder.
Complete volume, list temp folder, list view tape.
And we're pasting.
40's very own, drums library path, 40's very own, drums library path to PKG installer flash package.
Okay, so the items are pasted. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to eject the ISO just so it's out of the way. There's no real reason to do it, but it just means I can finally delete it from this folder. And it means that it will clutter up the folder less if I can't see it. Okay, so I'm just going to do that.
Andres, 40's very eject, no row select, temp window, 40's very own, drums library path.
Right. So it's gone.
40's underscore very underscore own underscore underscore drums ISO ISO disk.
And I'm just going to send that to the trash so that there's only two things in our temp folder. This is just a convenience factor.
Move to bin.
Okay.
40's very own drums library path 1 PKG installer flat.
So the first thing that you want to do after you've got this, or before, whichever order, because I'm kind of doing this the way that I'm thinking about it. I didn't plan it and write notes, is you need to have installed an app called the Unarchiver. It's not called Unarchiver, it's called the Unarchiver. And you can get it from the App Store, and it's free. So now the ISO is deleted, and we've got these two PKG files here. What I want to do is to rename them to .zip.
40's very own, GKP.
So I deleted the PKG, type zip.
Keep .pkg, default.
And it asks if you want to keep it. I don't.
Use .zip button. Temp window.
And that's that one. And I'll do the second.
40's very own, drums library path to PKG installer. 40's very, GKP. Keep dot, use dot, temp window.
There we go.
40's very own, drums library part 1 zip archive.
So we've got the file selected. I've done command A.
Select all.
And I will go into VO shift M and choose open with the Unarchiver.
New folder, open. Open with, submenu. Open with, submenu, archive, util, keyboard, maestro, the Unarchiver, other ellipse, the Unarchiver app.
There it is. The Unarchiver app. I'm going to press enter.
List view, column 1, the Unarchiver, window. The Unarchiver.
And let me just read the window.
Banner setup, save light, Mac poor product, privacy policy, image. 40's very button. Image. 40's very button. Button.
Okay. I'm hoping it's done it. I've got a couple of blank buttons here. I'm going to close it out.
Finder. Temp. 40's very own. Drum. 40's very own. Drums library part 1 folder.
Yes, it did. So we've got four things in this folder now. We've got the two zip files that were PKG to begin with, and we've got two folders. I'm going to keep it nice and tidy, I'm going to delete these zip files now. Because, again, just to make the temp folder nice and tidy. If you delete as you go along, you'll probably find your life a little easier. So I'm going to go to the bottom.
40's very own.
And select these two and send it to trash.
Column 1, row 1, no rows. 40's very own. Drums library part.
All right. So we've got part 1 and part 2. Let's go in here and see what we see.
List view, tape, bomb document. Package info document, payload document.
Payload document. This is the important part. So again, this is a file that actually contains all your library data, the thing you actually want. So we're going to rename this to payload.zip.
Payload, payload, unpayload, period, ix. Don't add default button, add button, add button. 40's very own, drum.
Sorry, I typed xip to begin with, so I had to retype it. I don't know why I did that. Okay, so we're going to extract payload.zip.
Package in payload zip archive.
We can do this with the normal archiver or the unarchiver. It doesn't matter. This one actually will work, though.
Archive finder, temp window.
There we go.
Fortis very own drums library folder.
And look, we've got the first library folder that we actually need, Forty's very own drums. And if I go inside here.
List view, documentation folder, instruments folder, library data folder, MIDI file, snapshots folder, Forty's very.
So we can see that it's got basically the main parts of the library. What it doesn't have is the samples. And the samples are going to be in part two folder, which we will go and get in the same way that we did part one.
List view, table, Forty's very own drums library part one, Forty's very own drums library part two folder. List view, package info document, payload document.
I rename this to .zip.
Payload, unpayload. Don't add default, but add button. Forty's very own.
And extract.
Archive finder, temp window.
And there we are.
Forty's very own drums library two folder.
So now that we've got library one and library two, what I like to do is go into the library two folder.
List view table samples folder.
Do a select all.
Select all.
Cut, or rather copy.
Copy samples.
Go to
list view. Forty's very own drums library folder.
The first library folder.
List view table.
And then do Command Option V.
Move item here.
Right. After all that, we have a fully loaded, fully working Forty's very own drums library. So the bigger your ISO, the bigger your download, the more parts you will have, the more annoying that process is going to be. So I know it's not simple. I know it's not easy. We shouldn't have to do Apple's job for them, but them's the breaks. I hope you get something out of this, and I hope that you can copy this library once you've extracted it to your library's location. Tell Native Access where it is, however you choose to do that, via the support button or via the repair option or whatever you choose, and I hope it works. Do let me know. Thanks for listening.